Silly Asses, a vignette by Isaac Asimov, read by Maisa Besada. Naren of the long-lived Rigelian race was the fourth in his line to keep the galactic records. He had a large book which contained the list of the numerous races throughout the galaxies that had developed intelligence, and a much smaller book listing those races that had reached maturity and had qualified for the Galactic Federation. In the first book, a number of those listed were crossed out. Those that for one reason or another had failed, misfortune, biochemical or biophysical shortcomings, social maladjustment, etc., took their toll. In the smaller book, however, no member listed had yet blanked out, and now Naren, large and incredibly ancient, looked up as a messenger approached. "Naren," said the messenger, "great one." "Well, well, what is it? Less ceremony." "Another group of organisms has attained maturity." "Excellent. Excellent. They're coming up quickly now. Scarcely a year passes without a new one." "And who are these?" The messenger gave the code number of the galaxy and the coordinates of the world within it. "Ah, yes," said Naren. "I know the world." And in flowing script, he noted it in the first book and transferred its name into the second, using, as was customary, the name by which the planet was known to the largest fraction of its population. He wrote, "Earth." He said, "These new creatures have set a record. No other group has passed from intelligence to maturity so quickly. No mistake, I hope."
"None, sir," said the messenger.
"They've attained to thermonuclear power, have they?"
"Yes, sir."
"Well, that's the criterion," Naren chuckled. "And soon their ships will probe out and contact the Federation."
"Actually, great one," said the messenger reluctantly, "the observers tell us they have not yet penetrated space."
Naren was astonished.
"Not at all? Not even a space station?"
"Not yet, sir."
"But if they have thermonuclear power, where then do they conduct their tests and detonations?"
"On their own planet, sir."
Naren rose to his 20 feet of height and thundered, "On their own planet?"
"Yes, sir."
Slowly, Naren drew out his stylus and passed a line through the latest edition in the smaller book. It was an unprecedented act, but then Naren was very wise and could see the inevitable as well as anyone in the galaxy.
"Silly asses," he muttered.